defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. I had a great time with Lee the Gunwriter Williams yesterday. I didn't get a chance to go back and listen to the program, but I'm going to. And I've already got a lot of emails from you about that red flag stuff that I have in my hands. Wonderful. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Somebody asked me. I don't know. It's just, stuff just shows up, man. You never know. You got to love it. But we'll have more to say about that in subsequent programs. That's not going away, I can promise you. What I want to open up with today is at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, I was moderating the events on Sunday. Now, that's a tough job to do. When you're moderating that panel, and nobody can do it like Alan Gottlieb's wife, Julianne, she has nicknames and monikers that people, that speakers over the years have given her because she is just flat out tough as nails. She doesn't take any crap from anybody. And here's the deal. Let me lay this out for you. It's important that you understand. I got to play a little theater of the mind for you. Here's why. You've got, well, the first Gun Rights Policy Conference had about 80 people. There were 92 speakers alone at this Gun Rights Policy Conference 34 years later. Trying to corral a parade of some of the most brilliant minds in the gun rights movement and to hold them to their allotted time is very tough to do. Nobody does it better than Julianne does. I've been tasked with moderating that panel on more than one occasion. The busy day is Saturday because it goes from 8 o'clock in the morning, goes straight up till 6 p.m. I've done Saturdays. It's tough. Sunday's a little bit easier because the panels only go until about 1 p.m., beginning at 8:50, a little bit later on Sundays. But I was able this year, out of tremendous respect to the speakers that were there, we spoke to them and said, look, you got 5 minutes on this panel, 7 minutes on this panel, whatever it may be. You've got to stay in that time frame. If you go over, you're not going to bother me. I'm going to cut your microphone. But it's the people behind you. You're cutting into their time. So I was a little bit ahead on Sunday, and because we were about 10 minutes ahead, Julianne asked me if I could give some time to a woman by the name of Diana Mueller. Diana Mueller is a former police officer, Tulsa, Oklahoma. She served 22 years with the Tulsa Police Department. She wanted 5 minutes to speak to the group to give us a heads up. Why? Because yesterday she testified before the House Judiciary Committee on assault weapons bans. So when she got up to speak during that 5 minutes, because we had an extra 10 minutes, she spoke and ended with a rousing standing ovation and applause. Because as not only is she a 22-year veteran of the Tulsa Police Department, she is also the founder of the DC Project. So I'll tell you a little bit about what happened. But she stood up and gave, here's the gist of it. She gave us the preview of what the House Judiciary Committee was going to hear yesterday. I heard it on Sunday in advance, as did the room at the GRPC. A resounding standing ovation was given her. Why? Because she told them flat out, she will not comply with a quote-unquote assault weapons ban. That didn't go over very well, I'm sure, with the Democrats in the committee. Let's tell you a little bit about it. I'll paraphrase from A.W.R. Hawkins. A former officer who served 22 years with the Tulsa Police Department testified before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday and told them she, quote, will not comply with an assault weapons ban. Diana Mueller, founder of the DC Project, told the committee the effort to ban the politically created category of firearms is little more than an attempt to treat law-abiding citizens like criminals. Fox reported, because she was on Fox News shortly after her testimony, she did an amazing job. Senior legal policy analyst Amy Swearer from the Heritage Foundation testified that the very phrase assault weapon is based on cosmetic aspects of certain commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, rifles. In particular, Amy Swearer noted that when one looks past such cosmetics like a collapsible stock or a flash hider or a thumb hole stock, an assault weapon is not mechanically different from any other semi-automatic rifle. It's just simply a look. Jim Jordan from Ohio jumped in and said, as I read the Second Amendment, it doesn't say the right to bear arms shall not be infringed unless the gun has scary features. You see, Jim Jordan gets it. Because I'll take this opportunity to go back to the days of our founding and the writing of our Constitution and the ratification of our Bill of Rights in December of 1791. One would have to believe that the founding fathers demanded the right to keep and bear arms be protected as long as we had an inferior class of weapons to anyone we might have to defend ourselves against. If you believe that, if you believe that an AR-15, which is a civilian 22 caliber rifle, isn't allowed, you would have to believe that we are only allowed to have inferior weapons to the people we may have to defend against, which of course is ludicrous on its surface. And any intellectually honest person knows that. If you can't get someone to understand that, you're not dealing with an intellectually honest person. I digress. Mueller, Diana, asked the House Judiciary Committee not to turn millions of us, you, me, millions of law-abiding gun owners into criminals. And then she pledged that she will not comply if the Democrats do push forward with a ban. Not going to happen. She told them flat out. We will not comply. I will not comply. Flat out is what Diana Mueller said. Now, you know, and I know, that that didn't sit too well with some of the Democrats on the panel. Because sparks were flying if you listen to Fox News' testimony. Now, this testimony happened yesterday. We were very busy throughout the day. I'm going to bring Diana Mueller to the program. I can't wait to do so, to talk to her about a number of things. I've been talking with some people at the DC Project anyway to do this before this testimony. But when I was on the stage, when Diana gave this rousing speech that we then found out was going to be, well, we found out beforehand, we knew she had told us in advance, you're going to get the take. Here's my speech that I'm going to give to the House Judiciary Committee. Here's how Fox, you got to love headlines, man. Sparks fly at assault weapons ban hearing on Capitol Hill. Ex-cop vows she would not comply. Now, I'm not going to play the audio for you simply because it's not necessary to take that time. I may do that on Sunday's program. But she made a bold, this is what Fox said, a former police officer made a bold proclamation during a congressional hearing regarding proposed assault weapons ban. She would not comply. As the founder of the gun advocacy group, the DC Project, she was among several witnesses at the House Judiciary Committee hearing. You know, we're going to go in a different, in the next segment, I'm going to talk with you a little bit further, not just about the ban, but what this whole Ukraine thing, the Democrats' next witch hunt, is going to do to gun control. There's an interesting paradox here. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But here again is what I'll wrap up with Diana Mueller. Here's what she said. Please don't legislate the 150 million people just like me into being criminals. It has happened. You've already done it. I was a bump stock owner and I had to make a decision. Do I become a felon or do I comply? Should the government pass an assault weapons ban? I will not comply. So I don't know if she complied with the bump stock ban. I never turned mine in. And as you know from this program, just days ago, 582 were turned in. I could harbor a guess there as to whether or not I don't know if she did or not. I didn't. I couldn't because I can't find it. I don't know where it is. It's not here. I simply don't know where it is. It's not buried. Nobody threw it off of a boat. I just can't find it. I simply can't find it. But what she was talking about was cosmetic issues. Her speech was rousing. If you want to hear the speech, go to the Second Amendment Foundation's Facebook page. And you can scroll down until you see her portion, which is there for you to watch. It was fascinating. And Diane Mueller is now a hero to a lot of people. She was a huge, huge, huge hero to a lot of folks. Hundreds in attendance on Sunday at the GRPC. I was honored to be on the stage when Julianne introduced her. And I'm thrilled that I was able to keep some great minds and some great speakers within their time slots so that we actually had the time to hear from her. It would have been a real disservice, I think, had we not been able to hear Diana speak. I didn't know she was going to speak. She was not on the list. But because we had time, she did. So when you talk about the Gun Rights Policy Conference, these are the types of things that you hear, and these are the people you hear from. This woman took the stage to say, here's what I'm going to tell the House Judiciary Committee, filled with gun-hating freaks in Congress, in just 3 days. You're going to hear it here first. So I want you to think about that when you decide whether or not to attend next year's Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando. This is the kind of stuff you hear. I'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues now. Please make sure to support all of our sponsors. Take a look at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And I put a list of about 7 or 8 of them up there yesterday, some of our new partners. Wow. Really thrilled to have everybody on board. Wait till you see what we're going to do in unison together. Also, I guess I can let this cat out of the bag now, right? My web developer is rebuilding the Armed American Radio website as we speak. I can't tell you how excited I am to see this when this project is done. It's going to be interactive. To the tune, that you're going to be able to participate. I'm hopeful we're going to be able to start moving on some premium content quickly. But nonetheless, there are going to be some tweaks. But in a couple weeks, I should have something, I'm prepared for something to look at that I can sign off on and say, yeah, that looks awesome. We need to fix this or that. But nonetheless, if you want updates on what's coming, visit armedamericanradio.com right now. And here's what you're going to see. You're going to have an opportunity to put your email in there so that you can get the updates. And we'll be sending updates out in the very, very near future as we find out how things are progressing. But I want you to know what's happening on the premium content and the video content. Is the video content going to be behind the premium? I don't know. We are working on that now, but it is going to be a blast. And thank you to all of our sponsors who are making all of this possible. All of this possible. And the ones that matter right now, this moment, Ledslinger's Whiskey, Vault Pro. Wonderful people at Vault Pro. Wonderful people. I had conversations with Brad Primo yesterday at Ledslinger's. Crossbreed Holsters, we talked yesterday for a long time. Defender Coffee, we had some great text exchanges yesterday. And, of course, GunBroker.com and the rest. So support them. All right, let's go now. This is fascinating stuff. I love this. I eat this up. There was, I'm sorry, I'm looking for this. I want to get you right to this. I don't recall the website. I do not recall what it is. If I remember what it is in a few minutes, I'll let you know. Had a headline up. Dems move forward with impeachment at cost of gun control. That made it to the top of my stack relative to the triage of research and bringing this information to you. Because as you know, the amount of information coming at me right now is just, it's overwhelming. I can't keep it all up. It's piling up like crazy. There's just not enough time in an hour. So if you have suggestions, by the way, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I do read your stuff. Believe me. If you want me to cover something and enough of you ask, I'm going to. Because it's impossible. Don't hold it against me. It's impossible. I try to do the best I can to pick out the topics I think are most relevant. I don't know of anything that's more relevant right now than Democrats pushing impeachment at the cost of gun control. The White House, we expected to have something out in some form of statement over a week ago. That's what we were told originally weeks before. We've not seen anything to that effect yet. I haven't. Have you? No. If it's out there, I'm going to be the first one to tell you. And I haven't seen it. Then we have this latest push. And I want you to think of who's doing this latest push, by the way. Maxine Waters. Adam Schiff. I mean, this guy, this bug-eyed lunatic, right? Scary-looking guy. You know, Eric Swalwell's on this committee. The rest of these people are just filled with rage and hate. Filled with rage and hate. They hate Donald Trump. They're doing everything they can to stage a coup with cover from the media. At first, they've gone after Trump from day one. Now it's the Ukraine. Watch this slap them in the face. Meanwhile, Trump's numbers continue to rise. So keep it up, Dems. Keep it up. In fact, throw gun control on top of it. Don't go after impeachment at the cost of gun control. Go after both. Looks like they might be because of the hearing yesterday. But an assault weapons ban is going nowhere, not even in the Dem-controlled House. This is not going to happen. But that headline, go back to that headline. Dems go after impeachment at the cost of gun control. Stephen Gutowski, of all people, was the link, who's a regular contributor on this program, as you know, and someone who was on the show just Sunday. Friday. He was on Friday. A Senate staffer tells me gun legislation is dead at least for the time being, because of the impeachment inquiry. Does that surprise you? He goes down later in the tweets. They also said some Senate staffers were briefed yesterday on how impeachment proceedings work, but they described the briefings as precautionary more than anything else. He continues, policy and legal staffers got quick reminders in impeachment procedures yesterday, but that doesn't mean anything. It's more like, well, if it happens, we better be ready, the staffer said. Stephen continues, gun control prospects in the Senate were already dim, and the White House hadn't released its plan. Now, remember, this is me now, not Stephen. I'll continue with him in a second. Remember, we were told 2 weeks ago, maybe even as far back as 3 weeks, that the president would have something out last week. That did not happen. And if you recall, Alan Gottlieb opened up the Gun Rights Policy Conference at 8:30 in the morning in Phoenix, telling us that the White House had reached out to him on four separate occasions. And on those four occasions, assured him that the media-driven narrative, and those are my, that's my phrase because that's what it is, of universal background checks and red flag laws would not be supported in any way, shape, or form in their present form. So did I need to hear this to think that it was dead? Stephen was at that meeting. No, because even Alan told us it wasn't dead. It was just in their present form. There would have to be changes made. So we expected it to move forward. We just haven't heard anything yet. Then Stephen comes out with this. Now I continue. Gun control prospects in the Senate were already dim, and the White House hadn't released its plan under what I just told you, those circumstances. They were floating proposals as recently as last week, though. It seems the idea now is work on that front will slow or stop as the White House focuses on impeachment. In other words, do you think Donald Trump is going to hand a Democrat any semblance of a victory with gun control at this stage of the game? These Democrats have been trying to overthrow this presidency since day one. It's not going to be effective. Even if they were successful in the House, it's an utter failure, dead on arrival in the Senate. It's a joke. And what it's going to do is guarantee Donald Trump's re-election in an electoral landslide. I can promise you that. I don't know. I'm being asked, are they that stupid? The answer to that question is apparently yes. Apparently, yes, they are. I'm hopeful, you know, that they stay that way. I apologize. Sounds like I'm coming down from something, from some type of crud from GRPC. So bear with me. I apologize if it's, if you can tell. But people in my mentions, back to Stephen Gutowski, seem skeptical that the Senate and White House were working on gun control at all, and that impeachment has stopped that work. Politico reports the exact same thing, and it's titled, Lost Opportunity, Guns Talk Cease Amid Impeachment Push. So that begs the question, as Stephen pointed out, was the White House even talking about it at all? Have we had anything to fear? Or was Trump just being Trump? Well, I can speculate on that. And when we come back, I will. We'll go to that Politico piece that Stephen Gutowski referred to. And we'll see what we can dig up. Back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. Take a listen to this. We're so little time, I want to get right back into this. This, I love the fact that Stephen put this out because I love the timeline that he put on his tweets. Let me finish with his tweet string, then I'm going to go to the Politico piece. Quick reminder from where we were in the previous segment. The last tweet that he put, let me just go through them. A Senate staffer tells me gun legislation is dead, at least for the time being, because of the impeachment inquiry. They also said some Senate staffers were briefed yesterday on how impeachment proceedings work, but they described the briefings as precautionary more than anything else. Policy and legal staffers got quick reminders in impeachment procedures, but that doesn't mean anything. It's more like, well, if it happens, we better be ready. Gun control prospects in the Senate were already dim, and the White House hadn't released its plan under the scenario I just described to you in the previous segment. I won't go back there. They were floating proposals as recently as last week, though. It seems the idea now is work on that front will slow or stop as the White House faces or focuses on impeachment. People in my mentions, Stephen says, seem skeptical that the Senate and White House were working on gun control at all, and that impeachment has stopped that work. Well, here's at Politico reporting the exact same thing. Stephen continues, I think the impeachment stuff sucks up all the oxygen, but things can always change on a dime, as happened this week, a second Senate staffer told him. And then Stephen goes on to the Free Beacon for his full report. And we're going to try to get to that. Impeachment inquiry stalls, gun control talks, Senate staffers say. Let's go to the Politico piece first, because that seemed to be the impetus that drove the Gun Rights Defender of the Year award winner, Stephen Gutowski, to dig into this to begin with. Now we know why he's the Defender of the Year and a Journalist of the Year the previous year. Lost opportunity. Guns talks cease amid impeachment push. But first, you've got to think like I do. At least if you're listening to me, let me explain how and why I think the way I think. Look at the headline itself. Guns talks cease amid impeachment push. Here's my thought process. If the Democrats were so concerned about what they're talking about, this is all we've heard about from Democrats, would they cease? What they can't do? They can't multitask? How serious are they about quote-unquote ending gun violence, to use their own phrase? They're not. You can't get past this headline, if you think like I do anyway, without picking it apart and understanding these people have no convictions. This is nothing but political. Let's stop talking about the gun violence we've been screaming about at the top of our lungs in every quote-unquote debate. And the fact that we're now embracing confiscation of Americans' arms, law-abiding people, none of which would have stopped any of the crimes that we supposedly want to stop. Oh, ooh, we have something over here on Ukraine. Ooh, let's go after another witch hunt. Somebody call Rachel Maddow and see if she can put the conspiracy out for us. Forget the gun stuff. Do I even have to read the rest of it? In my mind, I don't, because I'm into this stuff all day long, so I understand what this means. They don't have any convictions. It's just them taking your stuff. Has nothing to do with crime in Chicago, or that's where they'd be. But it's interesting to note at the top of this, it had been 5 days since Chris Murphy had heard from the Trump administration on negotiations over expanding background checks on gun sales. 5 days. Chris Murphy hates your right to bear arms. I'm surprised he waited 5 days. On the sixth day, the Connecticut Democrat endorsed an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. I'm going to quote Politico. The move sealed what many of Murphy's colleagues had long suspected, that gun negotiations have fallen apart and may be impossible to resurrect now that the vast majority of House Democrats and a growing minority of Democratic senators are now calling for the president's impeachment. The prospect of cutting a deal with the president that was at odds with the NRA was always a long shot. But now it seems downright implausible for Trump to negotiate on guns with Democrats seeking to oust him from office. And I can promise you, without going any further, and we're going to talk to Stephen Gutowski about this. I'm hopeful to bring him to the program tomorrow. Hopefully Sunday, too, would be great. Or if I can. Now, by the way, you're going to hear some dings. I have a brand new iPhone here that I can't figure out. You got to look at the thing. And it's dinging on me now, so I apologize in advance. But I'm getting text messages as I'm live with you on the radio today. I'm going to keep an eye on them. So I guess I can try to figure out how to turn it down. But if you hear the dings, that's what it is. Have no fear. It's just another stupid device that's got me chained to it. But let's, again, I digress. I'm sorry. Back to this negotiating with Democrats on guns. I asked in the previous segment, do you think for 1 second that Donald Trump is going to give the Democrats anything from this point forward between now and the rest of the year until he's up for re-election in November of next year? Do you think so? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wouldn't put it past him, believe me, to start fast-tracking additional judges. He's going to burn them at every opportunity he gets, and that's a good thing for you, particularly when it comes to guns. I want you to think about this for a second. Take it back to what I said about the headline. If the Democrats were serious, you mean to tell me they can't do more than one thing? No, they can only control one media narrative at a time. Do you see how this works? Oh, let's get off the media narrative on the guns over here. Let's go to impeachment. Now the media is all over impeachment. This is what I've been telling you for years. This is how the media picks up an agenda and runs with it. Now, Shannon Watts and the rest of them cannot be pleased by any of this. They can't be. But apparently, the Democrats are only capable of moving to one thing at a time, because this gun control was what they were going to use to attack Trump on. They were going to try to embarrass him. They were going to use that as an election, try to get elected, to try to bury his reelection chances. having, I guess, being ignorant, if you will, of the way the rest of America thinks. So, you know, the whole Eric Swalwell starting it, Cory Booker jumping on board, the rest of them, Kamala Harris jumping on board, and then, of course, Dopey Beto and doing everything he can to try to stay at one percentage point by doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down on his taking Americans' things. He's even putting T-shirts out. Hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15. Well, as Diana Mueller said, no, you're not going to take my AR-15 because I'm not going to give it to you. And I'm not going to take any money for it. It's not for sale. It's mine, and you're not going to get it, period. And she's just reflecting tens of millions of other people. Now Donald Trump, as they push this one single narrative out of the way, and everything they've been talking about seems to be off the table now, because even the Democrats are smart enough to know, hey, he's not going to work with us on this now that we're pushing this. They've been pushing impeachment since day one. I'd like to know why Trump bothered to even work with him in the first place. And he did try to work with him. Lawmakers like to talk about walking and chewing gum at the same time. Isn't this what we're talking about now? This is the first time I've seen this. Let's read it. See if I'm right. I didn't see this. Lawmakers like to talk about walking and chewing gum at the same time, but Murphy acknowledges that the march toward impeachment may temporarily be the end of the road for a lot of legislative initiatives, including his. And he says, and I quote, "I haven't heard anything since Wednesday, and I don't think that's coincidental to the crisis." Here you go. Hey, Murphy, you're signing on for impeachment? Why don't you come in and let's talk about giving you a victory on gun control? Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. That's not going to happen. So now the Democrats, those of you who oh God, satellite. It's one of those satellite radio moment things. Those of you who might be listening to my voice right now that hate what I'm talking about because you're an advocate for, quote unquote, doing something, even though what it is you want to do won't do anything, because you're emotional and you feel like, well, it's a fine place to start, even though it's a start of a snowball effect of coming after people's rights because you don't care about people's rights. Those of you who want that must now be very disappointed to hear Chris Murphy say, well, I don't think we're going to get what we want there. And I believe Murphy said, I understand calling for impeachment proceedings to begin could chill the administration's interest in working with me on background checks. But this is for the future of the republic. Well, I thought background checks was the future of the republic. I'll be back after this. Don't go away. Lots more to talk about.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. GunBroker.com Studios continues. I am not going to be able to get to everything I wanted to. I apologize. Let me take a sip of some iced coffee here real quick. I didn't put any flavoring in that. Actually, why? If you call honey flavoring, I guess you could call honey flavoring, right? Chills out the throat a little bit. But the Defender Coffee is extremely good. The response to Defender Coffee has been huge. Thank you for that. Support the Second Amendment with every sip you take. Direct the profits to the one of four grassroots organizations that you wanted to go to when you drink Defender Coffee. Rebel Roast is what I've been drinking. Many of you ask me, what's that stuff you're drinking? It's Rebel Roast. Give it a shot. DefenderCoffee.com. I got to go to Toomey on this. I'm going to try to get to Stephen's work here. Politico sparked it for him. But these quotes are astonishing to me because, again, they prove me right. I had not read that far down on this particular piece. When I told you that they can't, apparently the Democrats can't do two things at one time. They're not capable. And Murphy said, lawmakers like to talk about walking and chewing gum at the same time. But this may temporarily, quote, be the end of the road for a lot of legislative initiatives, including his, which is background checks, universal background checks, which is private transactions, which is completely, utterly 100% worthless because no one will ever know if a private transaction. Because I can tell you right now, if I sell a gun to somebody that I've known my whole life, I'm not marching them down to any gun shop. I'm telling you that right now. Come get me, ATF. Come on. I'm not doing it. And you don't have any way of knowing that I didn't do it. Until you realize 6 months, 12 months, which you already realize, until you start getting vocal about the fact that this isn't working, because you know it's not going to work, unless you start clamoring for registration. Well, we don't know if this is being complied with. You see, all of those of you, we know that's what's happening. Those of you who are listening that don't like what I'm talking about, we know what you're on to. We know what you're doing. It isn't going to work. We're not going to comply with that. Now, of course, Pat Toomey, the Republican, who's been all, I think he just wants his name on legislation. I think he just wants to go to his grave with this Toomey thing on the bill. I think a lot of them do. Lawmakers want that recognition.
I got my name on a bill. Make it look like I did something for the time I was here.
Pat Toomey said he last spoken to Trump about background checks last Thursday. That was the day I was in the air on the way to Phoenix. That was also the very same day that people began talking about the whistleblower in the Ukraine. But listen to what Toomey said. I'm hoping that these things can be compartmentalized, meaning we can do this over here, we can walk over here, and we can chew gum over here, and that we can continue to pursue policy that I've been advocating, which is universal background checks. But I acknowledge that a lot of clamoring for impeachment is not helpful. It makes it more difficult. Senator Joe Manchin admitted, and I quote him, it makes it more difficult. He said, things have been quiet right now. More difficult to broker a gun deal. These people aren't concerned about anything to do with crime. They just admitted it. All they're concerned with is brokering a gun deal, and to those two, preferably one that has their names attached to it. Manchin Toomey. Oh, hi, I'm Mr. Toomey. Oh, Mr. Toomey, how are you? Because remember, you're only famous, listener, if somebody knows who you are, right? So a few years go by, nobody knows who Toomey is. Hi, I'm Mr. Toomey. Oh, Mr. Toomey, hi, it's nice to meet you. You know, Manchin Toomey, I'm the ex guy that put the name on my bill. You know, I'm that famous guy. Oh, yeah, okay, great. That's all they want. They just want some recognition. Trump hit back at him just a couple days ago when he tweeted, Democrats are so focused on hurting the Republican Party and the president, they are unable to get anything done because of it, including legislation on gun safety. What that tells me is Trump's had it done. You're so focused on hurting me. You're so focused on hurting this country. You're so focused on your party. You're so focused on that left-wing AOC and the fact that you lost an election that you still can't get over, which there's got to be some type of, I don't know, medical term for that. I don't know what it is. You know, well, Trump derangement syndrome. There's got to be something more to it than that. But that right there was Trump saying, boom, even your gun legislation. So what he was doing was, now if you go back to, I don't even think they were working on it to begin with, that we heard from Stephen Gutowski in those quotes on the tweet. If that's the case, this was expertly played by Donald Trump. Expertly played. I'm not even going to work at it. The Democrats are going to do something to derail it anyway because of their hatred for me. And then when they do, I can come out and say, hey, I was willing to work with you guys. You don't even want to do that now because you're so hell-bent on impeaching me. The topic of guns also came up during a Senate lunch Tuesday, according to Eric Euland. He's the White House Legislative Affairs Director. And I quote him, we have continued to be engaged with the Hill. We're still working to try to explore whether there's a path forward. And we remain hopeful that we can discover a path forward for the president's review. This is expertly played. They're not going to move forward with anything the Democrats want or desire that they can use against this president in an election when they're trying to impeach the man. And that's all they want to do. Meanwhile, Trump's poll numbers continue to rise. I believe it was Rasmussen. I'm not sure that had him at 53 or 54. Is that right? Yeah, 53 or 54. It sets a negative tone and stage for doing a lot of other things. It probably will eat up a lot of energy in the room to talk about other things that I think the public is interested in and are addressing, which would be common sense gun reforms and health care. Who said this? Mike Braun, Republican, Indiana. He has, according to Politico, shown, quote, some willingness to expand background checks and potentially buck the NRA. He called it a lost opportunity. He said it reminded him of when Trump shattered basically a meeting back in May with Pelosi on infrastructure. Do you remember that? After the speaker suggested Trump was engaged in a cover-up, Trump said, the heck with you. So you can use that as an example for what you're fixing to see here. I know. Sean just said fitting. He just yelled in my ear. Fitting. Fitting to see here. Fitting, he says. I guess I don't say fitting right. But you're going to see the same thing happen here. Let's go over to Stephen Gutowski's work. I wanted to spend some time with him on this because this is important. It shows you just how disingenuous these people really, truly are. They'll fly by anything they can to hurt Trump. Gun control was supposed to be their big push. Impeachment inquiry stalls on gun control talks, Senate staffers say. Hard to imagine Trump doing a signing ceremony of anything with Speaker Pelosi at his side. That's pretty much all you have to hear. from Stephen. Now, Stephen put this piece out yesterday afternoon, late, after I was off air. Three Senate sources told the Free Beacon, that means Stephen, and this is what he was tweeting about, we were reading for you a few minutes ago, that the House's impeachment inquiry of Trump has stalled efforts to pass new gun control. And again, I'm going to quote this. Hard to imagine Trump doing a signing ceremony of anything with Speaker Pelosi at his side, and Democrats are the only ones agitating for gun control. I think the impeachment stuff sucks up all the oxygen a second Senate staffer told the Free Beacon. Policy and legal staffers got quick reminders on impeachment, and they stopped talking about guns. That's about what you need to know for today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. There's going to be a whole lot more coming out. Yes, to those of you who are asking if I can bring Diana Mueller to the program, the answer to that, of course, is yes. I had been meaning to and had been in talks with some other people about the D.C. Project, many of those beautiful women I've known for quite some time, many of whom were in attendance at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and many of whom we will be hearing from on this program in the near future. I was unaware of Diana's upcoming testimony until she took the stage. And boy, did she get a rousing round of applause. The worst part about it is that none of the Democrats in that hearing room paid one lick of attention to her. They don't care. What she said went in one ear and went right out the other. They're simply going through the motions. It's what they do. But you already knew that. Nothing new there. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios will continue tomorrow because we can and because they don't like it. Remember, until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.